Okay. Thank you guys for leading in worship and for that wonderful song by Heart of Grace. And I thought it was really nicely done. Really appreciate how you seek to reflect over the things that have been learned from the book of Hebrews and being able to apply in the context of life, the challenges of life, and the struggles that we have with learning how to cope with challenges and so on and so forth. Now, just a few things before we take up the Lord's Word. And now, for the outing, which is on the first Saturday of November. What date is that? 7. Okay, 7. Now, we are going to change it to a morning thing. Okay? So, about 9:30. Okay? So, it's about 9:30. And then we will have lunch. Yeah, we will have lunch at about 12 something, not at 9:30. At 9:30, we will be at... we will start off with Victoria Theatre... Concert Hall, sorry. Victoria... Yeah, okay. Anyway, we will let you know the details, but it will be a morning thing, and then after that, followed by lunch. Okay? And we are exploring possibilities and so on and so forth. So you want to sign up with YC? Is it YC? YC, right? Or committee people. Okay, later on when we go into our groups, you can sign up with them. Okay, let's look at the Lord's Word today. And today we want to look at chapter 10. Now, as you notice, we've been looking at different chapters. And for the rest of this month, we will explore chapter 10. The last Saturday, which is the 31st, right, will be a combined meeting. So we will have two more Saturdays, excluding this Saturday. And then after the 31st will be a combined meeting with the YPG. Now today we would like to focus on this word, purpose. And I think it's a very important word for us to consider. Did the Lord Jesus himself, did he look at his own purpose that God has designed for him? And the answer is yes. And it's crucial for us in whatever we do, whatever we seek to do, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, in raising a family, whether it's in church. I think it's crucial for us to understand what is our purpose in life. So even as you look at the Lord Jesus as our example, we want to understand his purpose and how that made a tremendous difference, not only in his life, but in the lives of many others. Okay, so let's look at Hebrews chapter 10. And first of all, we would like to explore his incarnation. Okay, so in Hebrews chapter 10, we see a very important reference. Okay, so verse 5, it says, therefore, when he came into the world, so it's the context of his coming into this world, his birth, he said. Now, if you want to look at this verse, it says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Okay? Now, this is what we call a grapha. There is no record as to the Lord Jesus saying these words in the gospel. This is something that was quoted from Psalm 40. But if you were to read the gospels, there is no... He didn't say these words. So this is what we call an agrapha, meaning it is the words of Christ that are not written down. Okay? But they are, in fact, he said many things that were not written down. Okay? But this was a reference made. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared. Now, sacrifice and offering is a reference to the Levitical priesthood. And we've been looking at that. The Old Testament, the high priestly service, that has been abolished. Okay? So he's not looking at that sacrifice and offering you did not desire. So it's actually Lord Jesus speaking to God, but a body you have prepared for me. Now that's something else. So right from the very beginning, God had prepared a body for Christ. And that has to do with his incarnation. Okay? In John 1, we see how he came into this world and he was made flesh. So let's look at John 1, just quickly. John 1:14. And it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay? So, he came to this world and he was given flesh and he dwelt among us, that he may display the glory of the Lord. And that's something that is full of grace and truth. Okay? Now turn me to Philippians 2. So in Philippians 2, we also read, in verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So this body, something that was already prepared right from the very beginning, his birth, he was going to be given flesh, okay, that was prepared. And this body is something that he is going to fulfill the purpose that God has designed for him. And that ultimately really has to do with him humbling himself, and that he would be obedient to the point of death. That this is the cross that he would have to partake. And Man of Sorrows, I appreciate that song. It talks about what he seeks to do for us. Okay? Now, have you ever wondered what you are born for? What you were created for. This body of Christ was created. He was prepared. This word prepared is something, you know, when the fisherman, when the Lord Jesus called the disciples and they were mending their nets, it's the same word that is being used. It's the word that is used to describe how the disciples were perfectly trained. And one way of looking at this word is the word prepared. And this body has been prepared for the Lord Jesus so that he will fulfill his purpose. So God created you. So Eugene, you created a baby. No, not really, but you know, you are part of the process, right? And your baby has been given flesh. Ned has been given flesh. You know, that body, that flesh that's been given to him has a purpose. That purpose of your body, for each and every one of us, we have been created. My body, this 47-year-old body, going to be 48, right? God created this body for a purpose. Yes, we hear you. You've been created for a purpose too. Right? Have you ever wondered that? Let's turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139 is a fascinating psalm. It talks about God, His omniscience, His omnipresence, and so on and so forth. But look at this. Verse 13. For you formed my inward parts, and you covered me in my mother's womb. And I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Each and every one of us, how we look, how many hairs we have, how many limbs, I mean, or the one pretty standard. But, you know, whoever we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well. My frame was hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they are all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there are none of them. Look at this. This, what it tells us is that we have been made with a purpose. Can you see this? In your book, they are all written, the days fashioned for me. God has a purpose in creating each and every one of us. Just as the Lord Jesus was given this body, He was born with a glorious purpose. Have you discovered this purpose for your life? Have you discovered what you are born for and what you will die for? I don't know whether you understand how each, your whole life, God has meant it to be lived with significance, even death. For Christ, His death was the ultimate point of obedience, and that is going to impact so many lives. What have you been born for? We look at the example of the Lord Jesus. He was born with this glorious purpose. Do you see that glorious purpose that God has created you for? I'm serious. Each and every one of us. Do you see God's purpose for your life? I see God's purpose in my life. I mean, being a pastor, being a servant of the Lord, this is my life. And I'm seeking to fulfill it as best as I can. Many more things for me to fulfill. But I see purpose. I see significance. This week I was talking to somebody who is a non-Christian. And I was telling her about why I decided to go into the full-time ministry. Every time they ask me why, you know, you left your bank job and to be a servant of the Lord. Wow. I'm so happy. I can speak about my faith. Why I decided to go into the full-time ministry. I can speak of purpose. Why I like to teach the Lord's Word. Why I'm spending my days studying the Scriptures to grow and to develop myself so that I can be able to minister to others. That's my purpose in life? What's your purpose? I don't mean, you know, being a lawyer and being an accountant or being an engineer. I mean, that is your choice of life. What you decided that you want to do in your life. And God has given you that opportunity and blessed you with that. But what is your purpose? What is your purpose? Jason, what is your purpose? Seriously. You're wearing Darth Vader t-shirt. You want to be Darth Vader? No. I mean, what's your purpose? God has given you the opportunity to be a lawyer. But is that all? Right? What is our purpose in life? Have you ever thought about that? For you, to those of you who are parents, you know, you have newborns. What is your purpose? What is your children's purpose? Your baby's purpose in this life? They have been born with a purpose. God has wonderfully crafted them for a purpose. What is your purpose? And it's not just anyhow determining what that purpose is. It has to be with accordance. Okay, in accordance to the scriptures. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7. Let's go on, and it says, verse 6, in burnt offering and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Wow, look at that. You know, I know some of you are familiar with this text, but it's always fascinating to try and comprehend what the significance of what this text is. What is it all about? And the Lord Jesus is one who really knew the scriptures. In the volume of this book, I mean the Bible, the whole scripture is, you know, there's a lot of things to discover. But one of the key things that the Lord Jesus understood, right, was all that was written of Him. God had a design. He had a purpose for His Son. And all was written down. They were all prophesied concerning what He would do. That He would be a shepherd. That He would be a savior of the world. That He would be a light to the world. Light to the Gentiles. Many, many wonderful references. One of the greatest joys of Christmas is when I look at the prophecies concerning Christ, and there He is, born as a child. What does a child know? Cry, eat, sleep. What does a child know? But yet, there's so great a significance. This week we went to visit Sherry and Gavin with the birth of Jesha. And you know, it's a cute baby. We're all trying to figure who he looks like. And you know, it's a joy when you see a child like that. But I don't just see a child. I see great potential. What will he be like? Well, we're going to have 11 babies. And next one, okay, Mel, you're the last one. We're all praying for you. Any contractions yet? No. Not yet. but in time, and, you know, at the end of the year, we're going to have 11 couples with 11 babies, and they're all going to get baptized. We're going to take the water hose from outside, and we're just going to spray all of them, and... Well, not really. Not really. Each will be in own special way. We are going to specially bless them. But you know, each child has a special purpose. What a wonderful perspective that is. That God has a purpose for each and every one of us. You're not a random, you know, you know, existence that suddenly, boom, it just appeared. Right? God has a design for you. And it's accordance to His Word. Let's look at this. So this scripture is taken from Psalm 40. Okay? Let's turn to Psalm 40. In Psalm 40 verse 6, it says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come in the scroll of the book. It is written on me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart." Well, you see there's some difference. It's not made reference to in verbatim, but we recognize that this is really a reference to Psalm 40. And Jesus would have understood this psalm. In fact, all the psalms that is written concerning Him, from all the prophets. The Lord Jesus, He came and He said, you know, I did not come to destroy the law. The law and the prophets, I came to fulfill them. That was the message that I gave last Sunday evening service. Now he's sharing about how he understood the law. He was able to fulfill each and every one of them. He came to fulfill, not to destroy. So your purpose, let me ask you, this purpose of yours, are you seeking to fulfill that scripture that God has designed for us? What is the purpose of your life? Shirley, what is the purpose of your life? Still searching. Well, it's there. It's in the Word of God. What is your purpose? Now, when I talk about purpose, it doesn't mean, you know, it's okay, it's a very general thing. Sometimes people talk about, you know, Christians, we learn what it means to give glory to God. The chief end of man is to give glory to God. Sure, I think that's important. But it's more than that. What is the specific purpose that God has for you? Yes, and how would that ultimately glory give glory to God? Yes, definitely. But what is your purpose? Sure. Okay, sure. Okay. Definitely, sure. I think your third question actually answers your first question. Yeah. There are general purposes, which is multiple, correct? For instance, we are called to live our lives, you know, to follow the Lord. So one of the purposes that we want to have in our lives is to follow the Lord. We are called to become disciples. That's what we've been learning at Sunday school and so on and so forth. So I think that's a general purpose that all of us should have. So anything that applies to us from a general standpoint applies to each and every one of us. And that is, we are to become disciples of the Lord. That should be our purpose. We are to follow the Lord. Last Sunday I was talking about how we are to be light to the world. That is another purpose that God has designed for us. We are to be salt of the earth. And I was giving this illustration about Chinky and myself. You know, if somehow salt is being useful, and if somehow, if you are not well enough, somehow we are hit hard in terms of our health, then we cannot function as well. And that will affect the way we are salt. Because we will be limited in our use for the Lord. Right? So we need to keep healthy. So I say, you know, in order to be salt, we have to eat less salt. And we have to be healthy. If you want to be light of the world, then let's learn what it means to be light. That is our purpose. Your first question and your third question actually answers each other. There is, now, at the same time, let me extend it further, and that is, you need to fulfill the general purposes first in order to discover that specific purpose. If I didn't know the Word of God, and, you know, I say, I want to be a pastor, how? I can't. I need to be a disciple first. I need to be able to say that the Word of God is something that is real to me, and I study it and I discover what is it that God wants me to do in my life. I begin to serve first. I begin to say, you know what, let me serve in small things. My purpose is to wash plates and so on and so forth. You know, my way of service to the Lord. And from there, you know what, I begin to serve in a YPG committee. So that became a new purpose. And you're right. As you go different seasons of life, you have different purpose. The general purpose still continues to be there. Correct? As a young person, as an old person, you continue to be liked. But that specific purpose can change along the way, depending on maturity, depending on your life. Can you see? So, I mean, not that I don't wash plates and things like that. I still do. But that's not my purpose now. The apostles, they change purpose, right? They cannot be serving tables. So what? In Acts 6, they raised up, they call, you know, seven men to be chosen. Men of faith, filled with the Holy Spirit. So that became their purpose, to serve tables. But for the apostles, they are meant to take time to give themselves to prayer and the study of the Lord's Word. That's my purpose now. So as you grow, as you mature, as you see different stages in your life, you know what? You discover different purpose. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And you see this. Verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. Different seasons that we go through, different stages in our life. With every season, you have to discover, what is my purpose under heaven? Can you see this? It's good to be able to discover, what is my purpose as a husband, or as a wife, as a father, as a mother? What is my purpose as a worker, as in whatever God has asked me or given the responsibility to me? What is my purpose? Can you see this? What was your second question? I answer all, right? Okay, good. 3 in 1. Yes. Okay, calling and purpose. First of all, a calling is something. The word calling is the word invitation, generally. Let's put it as a very general word. Can you see this? So, when I was called into the ministry, God gave me an invitation. And I needed to discover what this calling is all about. First of all, same thing. There is what we call a general call. And that general call is that for all of us to come to the light, and that we are to be His disciples, or we are to be Christians. So this is a very general call. Or, correct? Then along the way, you also find what is your specific call. So a call is something that God gives so that along the way, you are called for what? You're called for a purpose. Yes. Sorry. First of all, you need to fulfill the general purpose first before you can really discover so much more what this specific purpose is. Yeah, you see, like for instance, when I give you an example, like for instance, Paul. Let's turn to Paul, Acts 9. Now, along the way, this calling or this purpose is something that you will discover and it grows on you. In fact, you will have a greater, a deepening understanding concerning what this calling is all about. So in Acts 9, we see how Paul was called. And okay, so Now, verse 10. Now, when a certain disciple, Ananias, okay, said, "Here I am," and then a vision came. Verse 15. And the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings and children of Israel, and I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." For Paul, it was very specific already. He was called for a very specific, that means he was born for this purpose. For him, it's very clear. For Jesus, it's very clear. But for most of us, it's something that we have to discover. Unless you can find a verse, "Stacy, you have been chosen to do these things." It's not as clear, right? So, we have to work with the general first. You cannot just jump like that. "Oh, I want to be, you know, whatever, a missionary." You know, you're right. My point is, many people die without fulfilling their purpose in life. That's what I'm concerned about. That's what we all should be concerned about. Because at the end of your life, the question is, have you fulfilled God's designed, determined purpose for you? I want to be able to say at the end of my life, I have fulfilled my purpose in my life. There's more to be done. There's more to be able, you know, for me to fulfill. But at the end of my life, I want to be able to say that I have fulfilled. Or at least attempted most that God has designed for me. That's what Jesus was able to do. You know, when he said, I've finished. It is finished. He has done all that he was called to do. His purpose. But I can tell you this. There are many, many who die without understanding, first of all, God. Many who die without understanding God's purpose for their lives as a Christian. Much less understanding God's specific, special purpose for you. I mean, why go through life without understanding what God's purpose is for our lives? We are here to worship the Lord. I mean, that's one purpose, sure. To the praise of His glory. God blesses our lives. Ephesians 1. That we may be to the praise of His glory. That's one purpose. But you see, purpose God giving you that purpose or designing that purpose generally, whether it is a purpose, you know, a personal purpose, sorry, whether it is a personal purpose of your life is another thing too. Because if you say, this is my purpose, then you will show that it is my purpose. Your life will be in accordance to this purpose. To me, it's key. For instance, let's turn to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So God says, you know what? This is the word of God, right? And the word of God reveals to me his will. So let's add that dimension. Behold, I come in a volume of the book, it is written on me to do your will. So his focus is that my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So there are multiple perspectives that we want to keep in mind. One is that have you fulfilled God's purpose in your life? Have you fulfilled the word of God in your life? Have you understand his will in your life? Have you understood and fulfilled his work in your life? You're all related. But yet, you know, so many go through life and ending life without fulfilling all these things. Maybe a little bit here and there, maybe some. But to what extent? Yeah, Jim. You tun coincidental somehow. Well, yes and no lah. I mean, it's good to know that this is your purpose. Do you understand? It could happen, I don't know. The point is that generally, if you talk about discipleship, let's put it down into words. You talk about discipleship and following God. You know, that's one of the... It's not easy. So you're not going to stumble into it. You've got to take up the cross and to follow Christ. You're not going to coincidentally, I enter into this. No. If you want to be light of the world, true light, truth must come from you. You're not going to stumble into it. So far often than not, I don't think it's something that you will just do, you know, along the way. And can we be nice to people? Sure, I mean, generally everybody can be nice. But to do it in such a way that reflects the Lord and his grace and his glory and his truth, I don't think so. That's different. So, being nice to a person, but doing it in a way that you're following the Lord is actually different. I can be nice. I can do, you know, charity and so on. What's the difference? But the way I do it is different. Because my understanding is Christ. That is the big difference. I'm following the example of Christ. I do it in a gracious way. I do it with truth. That other people who are, you know, doing charity would be different. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's there. It is God's purpose for your life. Hold on, sorry. You know, it's something that is there in the scriptures. There are many examples. There is the Lord's example. There is Paul's example. I mean, from being disciples, we serve the Lord. Are we serving? I mean, I'm glad for Heart of Grace. Weren't you blessed by what they sang? I thought that was really wonderful. And you guys have a gift. And you should use it for the Lord. But it's more than that. Can you see this? But from serving a lot, what else? How are we growing in terms of our service? And how you, if I would ask you, what has God called you to do as a servant of God specifically? Can you discover that? Some of you have along the way discovered this. Some of you are called to be teachers. Great. Be a teacher of the Lord's word. Some of you are serving as leaders. Serve with greater sense of understanding and wisdom and discernment. Some of you have talents that God can use to serve Him. You're gifted in different. See, one of the key things that we want to understand is what is your gift to? I know there are many terms involved, but they are all related. And God calls you, and God has given you a gift. And you discover that gift, you use it to fulfill your purpose. I mean, Wei Hui has a way with, I mean, she knows Chinese well, very well, and she can translate. I will never be able to translate. I think if I translate, the uncles and aunties will liabo kiu, you know, I was like, look, kong simi, you know. I will never be able to be a translator. But I can certainly teach the word, the Lord's word. Right? All of us have our own special purpose that God has designed for us. Sorry, Darren. Sorry, I can't hear you. God's dealing. Leading. Sure. Definitely. God's leading is involved. I mean, the Lord Jesus appeared to Paul, right? I mean, that's a very special way of leading, definitely. Did not the Lord Jesus go to the disciples and call them? Right? So, there are times when God would lead us. Same for Paul. Right? Do not... What did he say here? Let's go back to Acts. Yeah, do not go against the goats. The goats are things like, you know, sharp things that prevent the bull, you know, from turning left and right and things. So, do not go against the goats. Acts 9. Okay, when the Lord Jesus appeared. Verse 5, and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goats." Can you see this? So sometimes God will lead us. Sometimes through afflictions of life. Sometimes through all kinds of difficulties. May we find our purpose in life. He tells us, you know what, maybe we are heading life in the wrong way. Maybe we are finding a more self-focused kind of purpose in life. Last night I was talking to someone who is not in our church, and you know he's has big debts, he's gambling addiction, and he's all kinds of problems. His family has left him, his parents doesn't want him, he has an affair with somebody else. And he tells me, oh, I run a big company, and so on and so forth, he's CEO, and so on and so forth. And I ask myself, what is this guy trying to do with his life? It's all so messed up. So complex. End of the day, you dig a big hole, how are we going to help you? We can't. What's life all about? That's the question that I asked myself when I was deciding, you know, whether to go into the full-time ministry. What is life all about? What is the purpose of life? And if we all just go about our business of doing our work, of our family concerns and so on, which is important, I'm not saying they are not important. But if you don't understand your purpose in this life, whatever, how much time you have, 60 years, 70 years, you know, the more, you know, as I grow older and, you know, coming to 50, and I think, wow, big 5-0, and, you know, soon I'll be 60 and 70, 20 more years, and that's it. By reason of strength, I stretch all the way to 80 or so. You know, time just like that. 9 months, now it's October already. 9 months gone just like that. 2015 will just go like that. Soon 2020 will come. How you never think 2020 so far away is more like science fiction kind of idea. Right? 2020. Right? But it's coming. And it's going to go very soon too. Right? You look at net, right? Sooner or later you see, wow, 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, you grow very fast. Before you knew it, he's getting married. Eh? Okay, maybe not so soon. Okay. And the question is, end of the day, what are we doing with our lives? I mean, if you would discover this purpose and that will, then we need to fulfill it. And that's what the Lord Jesus did. Look at verse 9. And he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first that he may establish the second. Verse 10. "And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." This is what I call ramifications in fulfilling our purpose in life. If you seek to fulfill your purpose, there are ramifications to the people around you. It impacts lives. For the Lord Jesus, when he fulfilled his will, God's will, he took away the old covenant and he established the second covenant. Sorry, the second covenant, the new covenant. And that made a big difference to all of us. And that we can be sanctified, cleansed. And I appreciate what was shared, you know, that whenever we look at a salvation story, when we look at our sins, when we look at our guilt, we just thank God that we can be cleansed and be sanctified by the blood of Christ. It's all because of Christ. I can guarantee you this. If you discover what the will of God is for your life and you fulfill it, I can tell you this. The kind of impact that you will make upon the lives that are around you and others, it will be always significant. How are you impacting lives? Or not at all. If you are not impacting lives, my guess is that you are not fulfilling God's purpose in your life. Because God's purpose has always to do with lives. If you say that we are light of the world, then be a light at your workplace. Be that special light of Christ. And ultimately, you have the Spirit of God. Verse 15. "But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he has said before." So the Holy Spirit bears witness. If you fulfill your purpose, the witness of the Holy Spirit confirms the work that is done. The Holy Spirit will confirm God's work in our lives, and he will confirm that work, that through our fulfilling that purpose, that work in the lives of others will be confirmed too. I mean, that's wonderful. There is high purpose in this life. What is your purpose? I choose the high purpose. I choose, you know, I was just explaining that, you know, to this lady that I was reaching out to, or to just talking to, and, you know, my purpose is, it's not about just the here and now. It's about life beyond. And my concern is for souls, for whether they would go beyond this life. Behold, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. Are you fulfilling God's will in your life? Do you understand His purpose? Okay, any other questions? Yeah, Sia. Well, I mean, for instance, He will bear witness, first of all, in our own lives. Okay? One of the ways in which He will bear witness is that we are children of God. A general thing. Correct. Yeah. And it will just perpetuate itself. Meaning, whatever we do, it will help others to become children of God. Can you see the point? That their lives will also be... See, when it comes to God's work, it's always about lives. It's about reaching out. It's about going into the uttermost parts of the world and to teach and to be disciple others. I mean, we just had a retreat. It was about the Great Commission. How are we fulfilling the Great Commission? Can you see my point? It will perpetuate itself. The way in which the Holy Spirit has blessed our lives and has been a witness concerning our own lives, we will see it confirming it for others too. So I, as I reach out to others, and I see it. So my purpose is to be a light, to teach, to disciple others. And as I disciple others, I see God's Holy Spirit, you know, I mean, the Holy Spirit working in their lives and confirms their work. That what I'm doing, as I follow the example of the Lord Jesus, is fulfilling my purpose. Can you see the point? It perpetuates itself. But if somehow the Holy Spirit is not working in your life, how are you going to expect that through your life others are going to be blessed? You can't. So Jesus sets an example for us. His work in our lives is perfect, right? Holy Spirit will be that witness for our life. He will be that seal. He will be that guarantee. Same. For the lives, you see whether they have hope. I mean, I spoke to this person last night. He just walked up and then he came to talk to you know, to someone. And you know what? There is hopelessness. There is anxiety. And so on and so forth. You can't see the work of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. But when a person is changed, transformed, you see the work of the Holy Spirit in its own special way, in its own biblical distinct way. Can you see what I'm trying to drive at? And He becomes that witness for us. So you see John 14, 15, 16, all that is said concerning the Lord, I mean the Holy Spirit and His work, you'll be confirmed. You can see that work. Okay? Yeah, Tama.
How do you determine that you are limiting, sometimes we limit ourselves, right? Like maybe you say, okay, we have certain specific purposes, but then you could have more, right? And you could have more purposes, but,
sure.
But yet you limit ourselves. But versus someone who does everything under the sun as a servant of God, but really stretched
I think it's a good question. I think, yeah, you're right. The word is balance. See, sometimes you actually answer your own questions. The key word is balance. You're right. How do you find that balance? You're right. I think all of us need to discover, you see. And this is something that, as I said, it will based upon your gifts, understanding the will of God for you. Right? So, and some people are given multiple gifts. Right? All of us have one gift. All of us have one, at least we can discover, I'm talking about specific, right? Your question is about specific will, right? So based upon that specific will or specific purpose is related to that one gift at least, and you discover that. Now, somehow, if God gives you more gifts or more, you have different purposes that you want to fulfill. I mean, for me as pastor, there's more than just one purpose that I have to fulfill. I have to learn to teach, I have to preach, I have to counsel, I have to visit and reach out and minister and so on and so forth. Multiple. Okay? How do I learn? In the sense that you're right, you have to learn to stretch yourself. So you stretch as much as you can, I know this is a funny drawing, but the point is, you stretch. Now, that's what we are trying to do with the two bands. They are learning what it means to be stretched and see how far they can go. See, many of us, we are not learning how to stretch ourselves for the Lord's work. A little bit only, very hard. Oh, maybe, I can't. So the other day, one of the bands came up to me and said, Pastor Mark, the other day I went to teach, it didn't turn out as well. Then never mind, you learn. You're still under training. You're still learning. You're still growing. Don't give up. Every servant of the Lord struggled. Every single one, including myself. So we have to learn to stretch. If really you stretch until really cannot. You get headache all the time, you fall sick, some of the Indian pastors that, or training to be, they came over, and you look at them, you can't. So when Pastor Chris was here, there was another guy who came with him. And we threw them into the opportunity to serve, and that was in junior camp. Pastor Chris, he was very natural. He stood up there, he led the children. He talked to them, he loved them, he cared for them. But the other person, very awkward. In fact, we had to tell him exactly, you write this down, talk to the children, say this to the children. How to? Both are training to be pastors. But straight away you can see, Pastor Chris, he had the gift. This other person couldn't. In the end, he didn't fall. You see my point? So, it takes time. And sometimes you need help from others, from the pastors and others to see that. But you're right. You don't want to overstretch yourself so much that if you have not, so sometimes if you do too much and you find yourself overstretched, then you need to ask yourself, is this really all that I, whether this is wise? So is wiser to start slow, bit by bit. You are faithful in the little, then God will give you more to work with. But if somehow you stretch yourself too much, you're trying to do too many things, and you're all over a place, then you find yourself, that's how people end up with burnout. So you need to understand yourself too. Does that answer your question? So each and every one of us have to discover what is our purpose. But don't take too long, okay? Because time is going on. Seriously. Time is moving on. Ask the Lord, what is this? What is my purpose? Discover this. Work with the general first. And it's from the general that you will discover this specific purpose for life. But if you're not fulfilling that general purpose, if you're not being light, if you're not being salt of the earth, being useful for the Lord, if you're not seeking to be a disciple of the Lord, then I can tell you this, you'll not discover that specific purpose for your life. Be honest in that. And I can tell you, you know what? Your whole life, it will just come and go. I would like to, you know, either in future, if somehow I live longer than you and you at your funeral, I'd like to be able to say that, you know, you have somehow, you know, by the way you live your life, it has been significant. And that you have sought to fulfill your purpose. But if you really want to be able to say, you know, this is my purpose in my life, then it has to be one with great sense of passion, focus. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish it. Finish the work that God has for you. Finish it. It will take a lifetime, but finish it. Then you can rest in peace. Okay? Alright. Let's pray and let's a bit of time fellowship together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to pray and ask that you will truly help us to understand the example of the Lord Jesus and how He came to this world to fulfill your purpose for Him and to understand the will and to do it. We pray, Lord, that you will help us also for our own lives to be able to discover this purpose that is found in your word. Help us, Lord, to really not waste our time, for we recognize how life is short. And oftentimes we see so many who have died without fulfilling their purpose or your purpose for them. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to discover that divine purpose and that we will seek to fulfill it with great sense of passion and that we will do it because it is our food, as the Lord Jesus did. We pray that you will bless us and bless our time of fellowship together. For we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, because we're not going to our groups, please sign up with your group leaders and so on and so forth. Tell them before you have tea and all. So that we have a rough idea as to how many are coming for the outing.